Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Zaham Shoche to the din of Tziluf. Mishnah says like this: Dama Sheretz Ubsoroi. So here you have Dama Sheretz Ubsoroi. Mitztarfim Zeim Ze. Now it's a Shaila in Gils. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, if the Gils is Dama Sheretz Vaboso. We'll see in the sugir what this is totally in. Pashtas, it's mitzaref to the shir of kadosha. Adosha from a sheretz, the shir adosha is what's metame, so it's mitzaref. Klal omer Rabbi Yeshua. Kol she tumosoi v'shiurei shove, mitzarefim. The aloch is a mitzaref. If it's tumosay, v'lo yishiyuro, yishiyuro, v'lo tumosay, v'lo tumosay, v'lo yishiyuro, yim mitzav. So right away, we have a shtikol ustira in this sugya, between this sugya and the sugya in Shabbos. In Mesech Shabbos, we also find the same halacha, that in order to be chayef for itso, you have to take out a shir, and if the shiurim are different from each other, they're yim mitzav. But over there, the Rambam says beferish that this that they're not mitzaref, that's only lekula. Meaning, if you have one thing, let's say, is a shir for the revius, right, and the other thing will be a shir koyseves, right. So the revius, the koyseves is not going to be mitzaref to the revius. Koyseves is a bigger shir than the revius. So you'll have to take the reveals as much as you need from the Chosefes. So when I have these two things that have different shiurim, I gotta go like the bigger shiur. I can't be mitzarev different shiurim and use the smaller shiur. And the Rambam paskins like this beferish. Rambam says here like this. Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Gimel. Ein mitztarfim ze im ze lachamur shebahem. Avol mitztarfim lekal shebahem. You have to realize kal and chomer over there means the opposite, right? Kal means you need more. So in other words, the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Yud Ches that although the shiurim are different, they're not mitztarif together, but they are mitztarif to the larger shiur. Which would mean the thing that requires more, you can use the thing that requires less, accumulatively to be chayav for itso on Shabbos. So presuming that you took out, let's, like I gave you an example, you took out something that the shear is a koyseves, and you took out 3/4 of a koyseves, and then you took out a revius on top from something else to be mashlum the shear of a koyseves, so koin to the Rambam yichayav. That's what comes out from the sugi. So that's over here, we don't find that.
That's if the revius is a quarter of a seven.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it. As long as it's enough to finish the more kal shear, which is the larger shear, that is mitzaref. And over here we seem to have a blank rule that if it's ain to mosoi, shiuroi shove, if the shear is not the same, or the tumah, now you have to realize, tumah means the echus of the tumah. So tumah means, in other words, if this is tomei for 7 days, this is tomei for 1 day, like a mace is tomei for 7 days, tumas mace. Tumas sheirotzen is only a tumor for 1 day. Tumas devela for 1 day. So when the Mishnah says tumosle v'shiurei shov, it means you need both to be the same. And if either the shear or the echos of the tumor's, the strength of the tumor, the duration of the tumor is not the same, it's not mitzaref. So over here we're being much more scrutinizing. And in other places in Shas, we're much more liberal. Right? We find a similar halacha by Tumah. That if you want a mitzvah of two things for Tumah, certain begadim ha-metami bishloish, bishloisha. So, you could be mitzvah of two different shiurim, like the stronger, meaning what requires more. You could be mitzvah. You just can't use it for the smaller shear. Here we're knocking you out cold. It doesn't work. That's one question. The flip side, we have a Tosis earlier, and Tosis asks the opposite. Tosis asks that from here is mashma that's so long that you have these two criterias, right? Shiuroi v'tumasoi, the level is the same, the shear is the same, then the mitzaref. So Tosis says like this. We quoted this Tosis earlier. Tosis in Tazayin Amud Aleph. The V'amaschel Hikshu. So Tosis says like this. You got it? The V'amaschel Oma. Starts on the bottom, but we're talking about the part of Tosis on top. Tosis says like this. In Tema, the last part of Tosfos on Tazayin Amud Aleph, the first to the top Tosfos, the last part of that Tosfos. V'im Tema, V'oktoni b'mastitan kol sheshiyuvay v'tumosay shov v'mitzdafin. Tosfos says, if that's the case, we learned last week, if you have a nevela, Torah, Tazayin Amud Aleph, top Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos, V'im Tema. So we learned that Nevela Behemoth Tahara, Nevela Behemoth Tameya, we had Rav Asi says they're not Mitzdarif. We went into this whole Barichas. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? It's according to this Mishnah, it's Tumasei V'Shiurei Shoven. So it should be Mitzdarif. The duration of the Tum is the same, as well as the Shear is the same. That's Tosfos Kash. So from our Mishnah's mashma, as long as it meets that criteria, it is mitzvah. This is the other end. Meaning I'm showing you one end where even if it's ain't tumasei v'shiurei shov, it's mitzvah for nuchas Shabbos. Tosfos is asking, we find that by tumah v'tahara, the other way, even when it is tumasei v'shiurei shov, according to Rav Asi, it's not mitzvah. Same amount of volume.
Same amount of volume
that's required for to Tomei. So Tosfos says, this is a fascinating Tosfos. The loy koma mitzdaf and ela b'shlotzim. This is a pelodic Tosfos because whole Shas is full of this rule of klal omer Rabbi Yeshua that we have in our Mishnah, right? The klal omer Rabbi Yeshua is a klal and gans Shas. Not only that, we have this same memory in Yumin. Meseches Yumin, the last parak in Yumin, Daf Pei Aleph, we just learned this on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says, that the sugi there in Yumin says, that Achila and Shti are not mitzvah. On Yom Kippur, right? The Mishnah says, Achila, if somebody ate a chatzishir on Yom Kippur, if he drank a chatzishir, it's not mitzvah. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's different reasons, but the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, one reason is because possibly there's no yisuv das, meaning in order to get yisuv das, you need either achila or shtia. A little of this, a little of that doesn't give you yisuv das. And since it's loy seuna, Yom Kippur is not a din of machol sasuris; it's a din of inui through achila v'shtia. And that's why the Shagas Ari has an unbelievable chiddush. He holds it on Yom Kippur. If you have an achila shaloi kederach achila, you're still chayiv. Somebody would eat something. On Yom Kippur, Shagas Ari holds his chayiv mamish because it's yisuv daita. We discussed this lagabi feeding tubes and those kind of things intravenous. So my feeling was, first of all, many of the poskim argue with the Shagas Ari. Many rishonim argue with the Shagas Ari that they hold even on Yom Kippur you need derech achila. But even if you hold like the Shagas Ari, you could definitely argue that the Shagas Ari would only say his idea where you have a Mais Achila. In other words, you have a Mais Achila. The only thing is, you're not eating it in a normal way. So there, since the din is inui, so there's a broader concept of what we call an Achila Mechayevis. But it's an Achila. You're doing a Mais Achila. But if you have a feeding tube, for instance, where the food is directly going into the abdomen, right, they have a stent, and the food is going right in, or even if they have a nasal feeding tube, where there's a tube going from the nose, but there's no contact with the food until it goes into the stomach. Just a long tube going from the nose down to the stomach. Those are things they use temporary for temporary feedings. If a person, loyal lane, who needs long term, they put it directly into the stomach. So the avada, I want to say that even according to Shagasari, that won't be called eating on Yom Kippur. Because even though you don't have inui, but you didn't have a ma'is achil at all. What would be if somebody goes to an acupuncturist and gets, like they have those things they put onto the body, a patch, you can rub it and you feel relaxed, you know, not hungry. Would there be a problem? Would the Shagasari say chayav on Yom Kippur? Of course not. Has to be achil. The way I understand the Shagasari, he's just broadening what's called an achila. And the Mishnah Melech has a shayla that maybe by mitzvahs you don't need kederach achila. You need a ma'is achila, but you don't need a derech achila because the Gemara says bola matzah yotza. The Gemara says if you swallow matzah you yotza. Bola mora lo yotza because you don't feel the tamo. Right? Now clearly if you put matzah directly into the stomach with a tube, you won't be in a kind of mitzvah of berach techlo matzahs. So that's why I didn't feel the Shagas Aryeh would hold by artificial feeding, that would be called an achila. But Al Koponim, if you learn that Yom Kippur is totally only in inui, and therefore if you eat and drink, then not mitzaref, because you don't, you're still in a state of inui. You're in a state of inui from achila, you're in a state of inui from shtia. You didn't have enough of either one to remove the inui state. But the Gemara there says that according to Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, that holds that achila and shtia are not mitzaref, that if the shiurim are not the same, they're not mitzaref, then that's the reason why they're not mitzaref. Right? So how could Tosfos say by us that this whole klal of Rabbi Yeshua was only said by Tuma? You see clear by Shrotzim, you see clearly that it's said in Maseches Yuma. So that's an issue. So again, so basically we have here a Mishnah that seems to give a klal, but then we seem to have a yotzim and a klal on both ends. Number one, we have a yotzim and a klal even by tumah. We find that an avail of a behemah to hoira and a avail of a behemah to mea, according to one opinion, is not mitzaref, even though the shear is the same, and that's Tosfos kasha. And I'm telling you the other way, we have by non-tumah, where shearim are not the same, like Shabbos, and they are mitzaref, at least to the larger shear. Right? So, l'chayr, we have this rule is not clear at all. It's very fuzzy. Comes the Gemara says like this. Omer Rav Chanin, Omer Rav Zeira, v'chein Amar Rasi, Baruch Chia. Now, there's a hakdoma to this Gemara because it's missing, really. Because the Gemara then is coming to be marbe. Really, what he says is like this. If you look in the Shita Mukubetzis, that's the girsa that all the Rishonim have. The gear says like this, that if you look on the side, it's a gear that comes from the sheet, if it's on the side, on the right side of the Gemara, Sfarmachay. Dafke dam asher etzel b'sori, on the right side of the mile, on the right side of the page. Dafke dam asher etzel b'sori. Meaning, this that the Mishnah says, that the dam asher etzel b'sori is mitzarev, that's only if it's the sheretz itself. So basically what happened was you extracted the blood from the sheretz and then you put it together. So now if you take the blood of the sheretz and the sheretz, then it's mitzaref. But if you take the blood of one sheretz and you take another sheretz, then it's not mitzaref. On that the Gemara says, The way it reads here is like this. So now we yes akasha. Says the Gemara, Mosav Rav Yosi. Ask Rav Yosi a question. Hatmeim melamed shem mitzdarfi. Then mitzdarf. And it says clearly, afilu sheretz v'sheretz, sheretz v'dam. Mitzdarf, whether it's a sheretz and a sheretz, whether it's a sheretz and blood, bein mishem echor, bein mishnei shemes. Clearly, it's mitzvah. So it says clearly the blood and the sheretz are mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosi, Floy Kasha, Kan bekuloi kan bemuktsase. Very, very strange terrors that the Gemara gives. Kan bekuloi kan bemuktsase. It's a machlokes rishonim how to learn the Gemara's terrors. The question is that l'chayr we first have a day who says it's only mitzarif if it's the blood and the sheretz of the sheretz. If it's a foreign blood, if it's blood from another sheretz, we're not talking about another type of sheretz even. Just blood from another sheretz. That means you have blood from a lizard, yeah, from lizard A, and you have a little piece, but less than a kadosha. Then you have a little piece of another lizard. Together them it's tarif. But the Gemara is saying no. It's not mitzvah. It has to be that the blood is from that lizard. And that the Gemara says, no. We have a b'raisa that Peferi says, even Mishtei Shemus is mitzvah, which is a bigger chiddush. A lizard and a weasel, right, would be mitzvah. On that, the Gemara says, kam b'kulei kam b'muktzasi. So according to Rashi, what it means is, if you extract the blood from a whole sheretz, yeah, you take a whole sheretz, a whole lizard, and you extract less than a adosha of blood. Now you take that blood, less than a adosha, you put it together with another less than a adosha of a sheretz. Together you have a sheretz, then it's mitzvah. But if you extract the blood from a tail of a lizard, then that blood won't be mitzvah with another sheretz. Doesn't seem to be no svara to that bechlal. But that's what it is. That's how Rashi. If you look at Rashi, that's how Rashi learns. Omar Rav Yosef kan bekulei kan bemiktsasei. So Rashi says, "Ihavi shrotzim kulam shleimim." If you took it from a whole sheretz, zokt Rashi, bein mishemecha or bein mishnei shemes upireish chatzis shir mizeh. You took half of a shear from one sheretz. V'chatzi shear mizeh, oy mizeh dam, oy mizeh basa. Kimon do osu mimokom choshuv. Since they're coming from a choshuv place, they're coming from a whole sheretz. Tavayu sheretzim shleimim, ninu choshivim mitzav. V'ho do omar avchanin. If the avchanin told us it has to be the blood of the sheretz itself, that's when you don't have the whole sheretz. Haynu b'miktzas to loy avi shvatzim shleimim, elu miktzas shal kol echav v'echav monach mekan. That's a asay zokta. Now that's also very, very shver. Very shver, because what chashivis does it have now? What's the difference if the sheretz was cut up and then you took a little blood out of it? Or the sheretz was whole and then you took a little blood? Either way, that little blood is less than a shear. And now you take that little blood less than a shear and you take a piece of sheretz. And it's not going to be mitzvah. Hashem, if you took it from a whole sheretz, a little bit of blood, and you put it together with another piece of another sheretz, then it would be mitzvah. So Tosfos completely rejects this pshat. Tosfos holds that it doesn't work. It's not logical. If you look at Tosfos, I wanted the Olam should go through both Tosfos, but Tosfos has one approach, which is like Rashi. And then, if you go to the second Tosfos, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Revi'ez Dam Shehigis Bator, that Tosfos, and you go down to the star, the line that has a star, and it says, Lochein Nire Kemoish Shapirish Rav Nissen Gon. Six lines from where it gets wide. Lochein Nire Kemoish Shapirish Rav Nissen Gon. Omar Avchanan Omar Zira Pirish. Omar Avzira Maverin Tzorch Shei Oisei Adam Me Oisei Sheretz Shaboso Nivdalom Imenu Koloima Abul Dam Shol Sheretz Ze Einei Mitztaref Im Boso Shol Sheretz Acher. Okay, it's not Mitztaref at all. Val Ze Porich. On that the Gemara asks that it is Shebor Mi Bei Shemis Tekom Behed Yishem Mitztarefin Va'af Al Pi Shebor Mi Bei Sheretz Umishani. Hold it from pshat. What it means is, pirush hadik homa mitzdaf and afal gav the boy mishteis rotsim kegoin shenoga bekuloi. For hadik toni ziro the noga misheret zechav loy bebeish rotsim loy noga elo bemiktzas. Tosfos hold it from pshat. To Rav Nissen Gon, and this is what Tosfos holds as the pshat in the Gemara, learns as follows. He came into the Gemara and he said, the only time we say the blood is mitzaref with the sheretz is only if it comes from the sheretz itself. The Gemara asked, what do you mean? We have a braisa that says the mitzaref even if it's from two different ones. The way he learns the teretz is that the Gemara is answering, you're right. There is this difference. If it comes from the sheretz itself, there's one halacha. And if it comes from another sheretz, there's another halacha. Not the way Tesis is learned, not the way Rashi learns. Depends if it's coming from a whole sheretz. No. If it's the blood of the sheretz itself, then even if you touch part of it, okay, so you have the blood and the sheretz, now you put it back together. Now, even if you didn't touch the whole thing, you touched just the blood part, you'll be tameh. Because they reunite. And that already is seicheldik. This is a halacha we have really in Kol HaTorah Kula. Where whenever you take something away from its source and you put it back, it's a better connection than if you stop, take two foreign elements and connect them. First of all, as we'll see, some Rishonim hold you could never connect two foreign elements in Ilchus Tumah. Meaning, if I took a food less than a shear of a kazayas, kabeah, payechlam, it's a kabeah. And you put a half a kabeah of oichel, another half a kabeah, you put it together. Right? And then you touch it. A tummy touches. Many Rishonim hold it's not a kabel tumah. Because there's no chibur. Doesn't connect. When you take something which was extracted from itself and you put it back, so it unifies. It's very similar medically speaking. When you take a organ that's the person himself from their own DNA and you put it in, there's no rejection. That's where it is. It's right? When you that's the whole big oiftu of stem cell transplantation, is that there's no rejection. Yeah? When you take a foreign element, it rejects it. It's the same in halacha, it's the same way. This so much soul goes, even spiritual, so much soul goes that the halacha is, even l'moshel today, we have many things that are made out of concentrate. It's the same kind of a shayla. Because basically what they do with concentrate is they extract all the liquid out of it, all the liquid value. That's really what concentrate is. They extract all the liquid, they make it all concentrated into a paste or whatever consistency, and then they remix it. So today when you buy 100% pure apple juice and it says made from concentrate, what it means is that there was a paste that was extracted, and then now that paste got mixed with water, perhaps based on the same original ratio, right, what it would have been from the beginning, and that's how they made it. It's a big shayla in halacha. What is this? So by apple juice is not so negeya. Not so negeya, even though it is, because lagabi mezoinus bread, for instance, is very negeya. Because mezoinus bread needs majority meperis to be mezoinus. Right? Whenever you buy mezoinus bread, right? So what does it say? It should be flour, and then the first ingredient should be apple juice. That's what you should be looking for, right? But if the first ingredient is apple juice, and the apple juice is made up of 99% water, so it should be amoiz. Unless you say that it's choyze v'nir. And this is a sugi in Menaches, where we say such a concept, that something which the water, the liquid of itself, left it, and then came back, it's like tchis amazing. Right? That's the whole sugi in Menaches. If you have something that was nitstamek, put into the sun, it was nitstamek. Right? It went less than the shear. Then you re-injected it, and it blew up again. It goes back to its original thing. So this is, I'm not going to go into this now, this is a whole halacha shayla on its own, how to treat concentrate, based on this idea. Right? So, but it's still the same concept that I'm telling you, which is, whenever you extract something, and then you put it back in, it's motzah minus mine v'chayz v'nir. It becomes back one thing. So much so that in some cases, it could even be a foreign liquid. But if that liquid is replacing the liquid that this had originally, it will neutralize and become part of it. That's how far it goes. So that makes a lot of sense the way Tosfos is learning. Tosfos is saying very simple. Tosfos is saying we have a problem here of chibur. Tosfos is learning the sugya very simple. We don't have a problem of the tziruf. The tziruf is mitzaref. We have a problem that when you have to touch the adosha to be makabel tumah, right? If the blood and the sheretz are separating, you don't just touch the blood. Even if they're sitting together, you didn't touch the whole thing. You didn't touch the whole adosha. So the Tosis learns the sugya that when the Gemara says habi miktsasi habi kuli, what the Gemara is saying is very simple. If you want that it should be mitzaref to such a degree, right, that when you touch part of it, it's like you touched all of it, that you need the blood of the sheretz itself. Because the blood of the sheretz itself, when it comes back, unifies, becomes like one.
The very same one.
The very same sheretz. What? Even it's mixed. It's mixed. Toysi says, choza v'chibroi, whatever that means, but the way most learn it, means it's back mixed together again. So then, if you touch part of it, it's like you touched all of it. Mashenkin, if you take a foreign element, you take blood from one sheretz, you take a basa from another sheretz, and you put them together, then you'd have to touch the whole thing in order to makabel tuma. So the miktsasei and kuloi is not going back on the sheretz anymore, according to Reb Nissen Gaon, according to the way Tosfos is learning. It's going on the way you touched it. Miktsasei if you touch part of it, kuloi if you touch the whole thing. That's the way. So basically it's two different ways how to learn the sugya. Tosfos' approach seems to be much more logical. Much more logical. Seems to be, it's easy to understand that there should be a difference between if you take the blood and you put it back together with the sheretz that was here before, that now it unifies. So makes.
I mean, it's not a question of sheretz.
No, mitztarfen of our Mishnah. Mitztarfen of our Mishnah means completely. Its mamish becomes one. And it's the b'raisa. Yeah, absolutely.
Even though they're not mechaber, or I'm the mechaber, but physically I'm the mechaber then?
Yeah.
Or there's a tziruf here.
There's a tziruf. The question is, does the tziruf give it a shear, or does the tziruf make that as one thing? It's a big difference. L'moshul, food is mitzaref, a ma'is achil is mitzaref, turkey de achil is pras. Right? That means if I eat the food within the 3 minutes or 9 minutes or everything in the middle, so then the achilus pras is mitzaref, it's called one ma'is achil. But did I physically eat it together? No, it connects it. So Tosfos is learning our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says mitztarfen, it means it's like one. On that, we have the ukimta. That's only if it's the blood of the sheretz itself. Otherwise, it doesn't become like one. The brisa that says that you malbe even different shrotzim, even different shemus, even that's if you touch the whole thing.
Even though
you use the same lashon. According to Tosfos, that is the answer of the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara is basically, there's two kinds of tziruf. There's tziruf for tumah, there's tziruf for negiyah. Two different things.
Should be the same
one. What?
If you're going to combine it, if you just touch the blood, it'll stick it.
You're not combining. Tosfos is saying very simply, you're not combining it. Tosfos is just saying, you touched enough of it. You have to touch, it's very simple, you have to touch an adosha worth of the sheretz to be makabel tuma. Okay? Not a half adosha. You have to touch an adosha. You have to come into contact with an adosha. How do you come into contact with an adosha? Either by touching physically one thing, or by touching enough of it. So Tosfos basically saying, if it's one, if it's the blood of the sheretz itself, then when you remix it together, it becomes one thing. So when you come into contact with part of it, you came into contact with the whole adosha. If it's not one thing, it's mitzaref, but you have to touch it. You only came into contact with part of it. You got to come into contact with the whole thing. That's all. It's a contact issue. That's the way Tosfos is learning. It's a contact issue.
And according to the
in order to have the maila of chibur, of chibur. Now Rashi is saying much more than that. Rashi is saying if you don't have the blood of the same sheretz, it won't be mitzaref at all, according to Rashi. Instead, according to Rashi, if you take blood out of one sheretz,
unless it was a sholem,
which also is a pella, well, why would a sholem make a difference? See, Rashi is mamish a medrash pliya. Tosfos is a svara. Rashi is like a medrash pliya. If I take a little blood out of a whole sheretz, then it's mitzaref for a piece of another sheretz. If I take blood out of a half a sheretz, then it's not mitzaref for another sheretz. How does that work? Okay, so let's go through And then we'll see the Rambam completely ignores. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch here that we have in the Ma'amar Kremis, he quotes the Rambam. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes. So the Chinuch says, Keinu b'Rambam kan perek dalet halacha zayin. The Chen Kosa perek beiz machos asuris. Which is that Dama Asheretz Kipsoroi, U mitztaref l'chadosho, Kol zman she'u mechubil l'bosom. Fascinating. According to the Rambam, the way the Chinuch is saying, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch is quoting, it's only if it's connected. Which basically means that the Rambam seems to totally ignore our sugya. Seems to. Totally ignore our sugya. He seems to say that the dam is only mitzdaref if it's in the sheretz. In the sheretz. Otherwise not mitzdaref. How does he learn? What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, kam bakulay, kam bemitzesay. He's totally ignoring the Gemara. Because at the very least, we have to learn the Gemara like Rashi. That's, according to Rashi, at least Rashi agrees that if the blood came from a whole sheretz, then it is mitzvah. Right? That would be stretching it the most. Rashi is stretching our Gemara the most. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying is that the blood is always mitzvah for the sheretz. It's only that if you want to be able to have the milah, that if you touch part of it, it's like you touched all of it. That would only apply to the blood of the sheretz itself. So Tosfos is minimizing that the chiddush of our Gemara. Rashi is maximizing the chiddush of the Gemara, which is that if blood comes from an incomplete sheretz, then it's not mitzvah. That's Rashi. The Rambam is taking us to the snapping point. Because the Rambam is saying a pshat that doesn't even fit into the Gemara b'chlal. The Rambam is completely ignoring our Gemara. And he's just taking the first statement of the Gemara. Obviously, the way the Rambam learned the first statement of the Gemara. By medvar mamurim, that the dam and the sheretz are mitzaref. It's only if A, it's the blood of the sheretz. And B, it's in the sheretz. As I said, the Rambam. Calls man she mechuber b'basa. It's only if it's mechuber in the basa. That's how the Rambam reads.
It doesn't just mean touching
it; it means within it. No, he says it has to be mechuber l'basa. No, mechuber is connected. And if it's not connected to the basa, it's not mitzdaref at all. The pashtus is that it never even was removed, according to the Rambam. What? No, you don't have a whole sheretz. I have a tiny adosha of a sheretz, and that adosha alone is made up of partially flesh and partially blood. Yeah, I don't have a whole shear of basa. But it says no, the blood is the oil for the shear. Touching is not called mechub. Touching is noga. That's something else. So either the blood wasn't perish at all, or the blood was perish and you put the sheretz back in and it absorbed the blood back in. But it can't just be, there's a mixture, there's a taruvus. That won't work according to the Rambam. Has to be back in. Comes out, according to the Rambam, it seems to be that there's no etzer. It seems there's no way to how to learn our Gemara. The Rambam completely ignored our sugya, seems to be. The Rambam learned that and what does he do with the Brice and the Gemara? So Kim to the whole, we had a problem here in the Gemara. After we made the initial statement that it has to be Dama Sheretz Ubsoroi, we had a problem. And that's where the Gemara gave the answer, Miktose Bekuloi. And the most the Rambam could have learned like Tosfos. Or he could have learned like Rashi. But he's totally ignoring. The Rambam is just saying, has to be that the dam and the sheretz is in the sheretz, number one. And the Brisa says, and it has to be the sheretz itself. And the Brisa, the very sheretz, it doesn't have to be the sheretz itself. The Rambam is completely on his own, seemingly. Okay, so let's just continue. So Gemara says like this. Says the Gemara, how do we know there's a difference between Kulei and Miktsasim in the Tanya? Nishpach alaritz, but by the way, this Gemara supports Tosfos' way of learning. Nishpach alaritz v'voyeh makom katafkos. If the blood spilled on the floor, and it was a smooth surface on an angle where the blood was running, iel al miktsosei toho, if your body went over part of the blood, your toho, al kuloi, and the whole of it is tomei. My miktsosei. Ilema miktsos dam, v'omer avchanina omer abi reviyas dam, sheigis batohoila. You need to be mal over all the blood. If you have a reviyas dam that you will megis, where part of the blood goes into the actual scooper, so you toho. El lav shmamino, kan bekuloi, kan bemiktsosei. So the way Tosfos learns it means, you're mahil over all the blood. So that's like noga bakula. It's like you tossed everything. Shmamino. Shal Rabbi Masir ben Chorosh es Rav Shimon ba Yechai b'ir Roimi. Rabbi Masir ben Chorosh es Rav Shimon ba Yechai in the city of Roimi. Minayin adam shrotzim shehu tome. How do we know that dam shrotzim is tome? Oma leid, oma kho, vizelochem atome. The extra pasuk, it says v'zelochem atome. We learn on the pasuk v'zelochem atome, because Rashi explains, because we already have a pasuk atmeim. So this extra pasuk, it's a krom yuter. Omu loy talmido of Hakim le ben Yechai. Rav Shim ba Yechai is a chochom. He knows this. Omu lohem talmud orach b'fiv shel Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Really, he got that from his talmud, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Shepam ochas gozer malchus gezera. The malchus made a gezera on Klal Yisrael. Shelo yishmu es haShabbos v'shelo yemulu b'neihem v'sheyivalu es hanidos. The Roman Empire made three decrees: Shabbos, Mila, and Nida. Holach Rebuven ben Estabuli. Rebuven bar Estabuli, who was very familiar with the culture, the Roman culture, he went and he dressed up like a Roman. The Siper Kumin, he got their special type of hairstyle. V'olach v'yoshav imoyim, and he sat with them. Omar lahem mishi yesh lo yoyev. He said, if you have an enemy, do you want him to be poor or rich? Yeni or yasha? Omar yeni, we want him to be poor. He says, so why are you telling him to work on Shabbos? Omar lahem imkein lo yasim alocha b'shabbos kidei shiyenu. Let them be poor. Omu tovis, good. And they will mevatel it. If you have an enemy, yakhish or yavri, should you make him strong or weak? Amalo yakhish. He said, good. Imkain, amalo imkain. Yamulu b'neim, l'shmani yamu. Let them do a bris. Yakhish. Amu tavis amr, it's good. Ubatlu. Chosav amalo mishiyesh lo yoyev. Yarbo yismayit. Do you want him to multiply if you have an enemy, or do you want him to remain small? Amu lo yismayit. Imkain, lo yivalu nidis. Keep them away from their wives. Omu tavis, omu ubitlu. Now, after all of this, hikiru boy, they finally found out shehu Yehudi. Hechzirum. So they ended up putting the decrees back. They didn't trust him. Omu mi elich v'yibatlos akzeris. So they, Chachonim sent another messenger. They said, let Rav Shimon ba Yechai go. Shehu melumet benisim. V'achav mi elich, and who should go with him? Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Now Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi was also a Talmud of Rav Shimon ba Yechai. He's the one that told us the drasha of the two mishrotzim. Omar lehem Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said, it's not fair that I should go. Yiluhoya abba chalaf tekayim. It's not fair that my son should go. If my father was alive, yichaylem atem loyim aloy tein bin chalariga. You're basically asking that my son should be killed. So they thought that he meant he's afraid of the Romans. He wasn't afraid of the Romans. He was afraid that his son should accompany Rav Shimon ba Yechai. Shimon ba Yechai was a scary fellow. He was scared in the trip his son will be a mechutzif, maybe. And by Rav Shimon ba Yechai, if you're a mechutzif, you didn't live it to come back home. So he really was afraid of him. Omle Rav Shimon ba Yechai, Yilu Yocha Abba, if my father was alive, Yichayel Matalem Etei Bin Chalariga, why is your son better than me? I'm also going on the trip. I'm not afraid of the Romans. I'm afraid of you. So he was makabel that he won't punish him. Afilu ochi anshe. Even at the end, he taka wasn't mechutzit. And of Shimba Yechai, he almost died. What was it with this shayla about dam? Kishahoyu mahalchem baderech, nishalo shayla zu bifneim. They asked him this shayla. Minayin l'dam asheret she utomim. Rabbi Lezer knew this drosha, v'zeh lochem. But he was afraid to say it in front of Shimba Yechai, was his Rebbe. So he like mumbled it. Okam piv Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Yosi v'omar v'zeh lochem atomim. He moved his lip to the side, he like slurred it out. Meanwhile, it didn't slip Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's cup. Omer Rav Shimon, me'akim asfosecho ato. From your lips, I can tell, nikesh etamun chochamat. And you, omer ha'locha b'fnei raboi, al yachzor ha'ben eitzolovev, let the son not come home. This is what his father was afraid of. The end is, the Rishonim say he cured him. He taka got sick, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai cured him because he made the avtocha to the father, so he cured him. So when he said al yachzor ha'ben, he meant yachayev nisa. Now the obvious problem on this Gemara is what was the Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi? Not he. They asked. So he was Moira halacha.
Who asked the question? Others
asked the question to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Yosi. So to Rishonim explain him, he was Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Right? In fact, Tosfos says he taka would have died. If you look at Tosfos, he says, "Ikem piv mir lahashiv al yachzor ben etzolaviv biyushalmi mefarish shachzosa yaskira." He taka got this deathly illness. Ukshenizka Rav Shimon al shehisne lahashiv aloviv. When he remembered, he promised he'll bring the kid home. Chozav in his spalalol of in his rapi. But what was the whole time on him? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says clearly. She came moira alocha b'fnei Rabbi. He was moira alocha. L'chayis tam moira alocha b'fnei Rabbi. Moira alocha b'fnei Rabbi means you paskin a shayla by your Rebbe. It doesn't mean that if your Rebbe's in the room, you can't say anything. Could you say a shtickle terah? Could you say a dvar terah? Somebody asks you for dvar terah. Your Rebbe's in the room, you can't say a dvar terah. You may not want to say a dvar terah. Sometimes a person feels uncomfortable. His Rebbe's, he doesn't want him to shlug him up or whatever. He's uncomfortable. But there's no halacha shayla of saying it out turn in front of your Rebbe. So over here, if you look at the shayla of the Gemara, they didn't ask him whether blood shrotzim is tameh. They said, where do we know it from? So he shared him information where the pasuk is. He didn't do anything. So Taka, the Tikkun Ezra, yes, this kasha. Tikkun Ezra says, Pirish Rashi, Dahavi Kamer halacha b'fnei Rabbi. He says, Shver, darei asherim yodu es hadin. They didn't ask him, is dam shrotzim tameh? They knew it's tameh. V'loi shalu el minoy alfino. They said, where do we know it from? U'madua achoshiv b'chiyai gavne, why are you called b'chiyai gavne, moira alocha b'fnei rabbi? Shouldn't be called a moira alocha b'fnei rabbi. Didn't do anything wrong. They asked him something, where do we know it from? And he said it. If your Rebbe would pass in a shayla, and they would ask the Talmud, what did your Rebbe base it on? And you would say, Shulchan Aruch Yeredei Reish Mem. You may halacha b'fnei Rabbi? Of course not. May halacha b'fnei Rabbi means, even Rashi says, he was memaya lahoshiv. Tosfos says, he was memaya lahoshiv. The time is, he should have waited, his Rebbe should pass in. There's no pesach halacha. So I'm going to show you, this is totally in the whole pshat of the sugya. This Moira halacha. So Gemara says like this. The end was, okay, anyway, the Gemara goes to the end of the story, we'll just read it quickly. The end was, Yotzel Kosei Ben Tamalion. So a shade by the name of Ben Tamalion came to help him out, to help Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with the Roman government. He said, I'll come with you. Bochor of Shimon Ba'omar of Shimon cried. He said, why am I getting shaded to help me? Avram Avinu had Malachim. Ma Shivcha Shal Beis Abba. Even Hogar. Nizdamen Lo Malach Sholish Ba'omim. When she ran away, she had a Malach three times came to her. Fani, I should get a shade? Lo Pamachas Yovi Ben Hinam? What do I have? Why don't I loy pamachas? But he said, no, yovei anes mikomok. No, it's kedai. I'll use a shade too. Not happy with it. I'd rather have a malach, but I'll use a shade. Kodim wal bebrate the kesar. So the shade went into the kesar's daughter's room, and he made her completely nuts. Okay, she went completely crazy. So Rashi says v'nishtaga. She went completely nuts, the daughter of the kesar, and she was saying, "I want Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I want Rav Shimon Bar Yochai." They went nuts. I mean, the last thing he wanted was that his daughter should be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Heviyli Rav Shimon Bar Yochai b'kol shor. Meanwhile, this was the shade that took her over. Anyway, kimato hosam. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came. He said, "I'll cure the daughter." Omar ben Tamalian say, ben Tamalian say. He told the shade to leave. The kivan the coral ain't nothing. That's it. So now the girl got cured. Knew once the girl got cured, so the king was indebted. The kesar was indebted to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he did whatever he wanted. Also, amalu shilu koma dis lachon lemishul. Take whatever you want. Aile leginza, they took him into the treasury. Lishko koma the boy to take any treasure he wants. Ashkacha hu igro. So they found the letter with the decree of Mila, Nida, and Shabbos, and they ripped it. Shaklu v'kogu. V'hainu dom rabbi Elazar b'Abi Yosi, anida yisi b'yiroimi. The Gemara in Yuma says that Rabbi Elazar b'Abi Yosi said, "I saw in Rome the paroiches." Going to the din in Yuma, which they spritz the blood on the paroiches. He says, "I saw the paroiches, it had blood on it." He was proving that the zrika was on the paroiches. So when did he get a chance to go into the Roman treasury? So it was this story where they brought him into the... But anyway, this is the shock of a tired Gemara. It's going back to what we learned before, that from Dam Ashratzim, we learn out that the Dam is Makabel, is Matame, Dam of Asheretz is Matame. Otherwise, we'd say even the Dam is not Matame at all. And the main Nakuda that we have to take out of this sugi is that we see that even the Limut of where we learn it from would be considered Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. The Limut of where we learn the Dam Asheretz Matame, that's also called Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. So if you look at Tosfos, on Amud Aleph, Tosfos brings down two possible ways of learning the pasuk of Vezeh Lochem HaTomei. It could either be from the word Vav, from the letter Vav, Vezeh, or it could be from the He of HaTomei. If you look at Tosfos, Dichsiv Vezeh Lochem HaTomei. It says, either Miyiturei Devav, De Vezeh Kodorish, that one line Tosfos, very wide line on Oy mehei the hatame. Places there's two possible ways that we learn that the Dam Asheretz is metame, either from the vav or from the hey. Now, I would like to suggest mestama that the people that asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, where do we know that the Dam Asheretz is metame? They wanted to know, what's the limud? Is it the vav or is it the hay? They knew the halach. So they knew somehow in this pasuk lies this, that the dam of the sheretz is metame. They wanted clarity on this. Naftali, are you? Where's Naftali? Is it? Oh, could you get me the Avi Ezri? Hilchos Malachim. So I want to tell you a pshat. I have a copy of part of the Avi Ezri here. The Avi Ezri has a fascinating shaila. The Avi Ezri has a shaila when we say that the Dam Asheretz is metame kipsoroi. Is that a new tumah? Dam Asheretz? It's a new tumah. Or shkeich. Thank you. Or is it part of Tumas Basar? The Tumas Sheretz is a Tumas Sheretz. There's something called Tumas Dam. But the Dam, the question is, now that we know that the Dam Sheretz is Metame, just like the meat of the Sheretz, is it two categories? Is it that the Sheretz is Metame and the Dam is Metame? Or is it the Dam is Kipsoche? It's really one. It's one thing. The dam of the sheretz is metame because it's considered the dam sheretz, considered part of the sheretz. He goes through a whole arichas, and he. This is found here in Hilchos Melach in Perek Tes Halacha Yud, and he says like this. He says, we know that the Gemara is marbe the dam sheretz metame kipsochay. He says the question is, says. Ma'wa pirish b'zeh, he says. Is the pshat a dam choshev k'moy abaso? And therefore it's metame. Oy dilma deyesh ribui chodosh. Right? The dam asheretz metame k'moy shebaso asheretz metame. And he goes through the shitas Rambam on dam asheretz. And he goes through, and he holds that the Rambam holds that Dama Sheretz is not kibosar. It's a separate thing. V'nira lo echiach sheshitas ha-Rambam she'ein dam choshev lebosar. And he goes through a whole lengthy raya that the dam is something, it's not bosar, it's a new kind of thing. I want to suggest to you something. Now obviously we'll see there'll be so many nafkaminas in Allah. First of all, this whole question of whether the blood has to be in the sheretz to be metameh would make sense if you hold that the dam hasheretz is not part of the same tumah as the basal. Then in order for it to be metameh, this is what you were trying to say originally. I think this is what you were trying to say. That if the blood is in the sheretz, then it makes sense it's metameh, because so long as it's in the sheretz, it's part of the sheretz. It's not a separate thing. The blood in the sheretz is the sheretz. That's the makeup of the sheretz. The sheretz has eyes and has evorim. The sheretz has blood. That's in the body. It's part of the body. That's the part of the sheretz, right? Once you take the blood out of the sheretz, now already you have to come on to a new thing. Now we have to know, is the blood metame? We could say that the ribui of the pasuk, right, is only after the blood comes out. So long that the blood is in the sheretz, Avada it's metame, because that's part of the sheretz by definition. What I'm saying is, it's the definition. That's what the sheretz is. Nobody would say that when you look at the sheretz, we subtract the blood. The blood is part of the sheretz. Once you extract it, and by the way, we had the same thing by. If you remember, we had this lagabi meila by dam. Even though there's no meila by dam, once the dam is taken out of the animal, if you remember, we had this. But as long as the dam is in the animal, then avada is meila, right? Because it's as long as the blood is in the animal, it's part of the animal. It's not considered a separate thing. So you could say very simple. The blood, it depends on the ribui of the pasuk. If the ribui of the pasuk is from the vav, it's different than if the ribui from the pasuk is from the hay. In all over shas, whenever you have a ribui from hay to be marbe, like we're coming on to sukkos, I'll give you a ribui from sukkos. Right? Would anybody in the world tell you that when a ger sits in the sukkah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of basukas teishu shivas yamim? He's mekayim a new pasuk, ko ezroch. Of course not. The hay is marbe that it's all one thing. Puts it in. The hay puts it in. And therefore, he's same thing Yom Kippur. We have an extra hay by Yom Kippur, hanefesh. By Toisus Mitzvahs Yom HaKippurim, that the Gemara learns out that a woman is Chayiv and Toisus Inu Yom HaKippurim. Right? Same thing. That's all part of one thing. Yeah. But if you learn out of the Vav is always a Moisif. Vav is a new thing. So if there's a Ribui from Vizeh, means the Torah is saying you have this, we're adding another category. Vav. It's a separate category. So I want to suggest that's the Shaila Toisus has, whether you learn out of Vav or the Hey, it's actually a Chilik. And be many chilukim in halacha. Memela, when Rabbi Lezer came and he said, "This is the limud," he told him how you darshan out of the pasuk. He was kemoira halacha b'fnei rabbi, because he was defining the gather of tumas shrot, dam shrotzim, and will make a chiluk in halacha. Once he told him how the drasha works, part of how the drasha works is going to affect halacha. That's why he had a din of Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbah. It wasn't just he told him stam something. He was telling him how the drasha works. If he told him the drasha, the stam he told him. Not in here, But obviously, when he said the drasha, he was just recording. He said what the drasha was. The question we had was the Tikkun Ezra's question is, and the Tzion Kedoshim, who cares? He told him the drasha. Terah says it does make a chiluk. Makes a chiluk. I don't know. I don't even know if he told him the vav or the hey. I'm not telling you. I know what he told him. I'm just telling you that if he told him the drasha, he told him how the drasha worked. He didn't just. He wasn't talking. They wanted to know how do we. How does this work? So he told him the drasha, like anybody would say. Now, if he didn't tell them the drasha, if he just told them there's a pasuk, I'm not telling you how the drasha works. That wouldn't make any sense. They asked him, where do we know it from? He missed time, he told them. Either he told them it's from the Vizeh, or he told them it's Hatome. He must have told them what the drasha was. I'm assuming he didn't give them a half answer. It wasn't a guessing game. I'll tell you the pasuk, now you figure it out. He was telling him the drasha. Tois is just saying, we don't have the Amoraim here, so we don't know where they dashed it from. They dashed it from this pasuk, either from here or from there. But they knew. They knew what the drasha was. So I'm telling you, it makes a chilek in halacha. Whether you learn out of the... So this whole Avi Ezri that wants to develop a Machloikis Rishonim, I want to tell you it depends on where we learn it from. Now, going back to what Tosfos says, I think Tosfos had this question of Tziruf. We started the sugya with the problem. Sometimes we say Shiulai V'tumasai Shava is Mitztarev, Shiulai V'tumasai is not Mitztarev. I want to tell you very simple. That's Poshet. That if you have two entirely different things, they're not mitzvah. Even if they have the same isur and they have the same shir. L'moshel. Chatzi kezayis chelev, chatzi kezayis dam. Would anybody debate whether they're mitzvah? Of course not. Of course not. You didn't have a shir. You didn't have a shir of chelev to be chayev. You didn't have a shir of dam to be chayev. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. Yeah. Nothing to talk about. Avadi you'd be part. There's no question. Part. Right. And Kol HaTerukun is that way. Chai v'lavin. If somebody would have a chatzi kazayis of a nevela, and have a chatzi kazayis of another macholos asulis of all, not mitzaref. No, havamini it's mitzaref because you didn't have a shear of Islam. Zilhachi kamatchi leiv zilhachi kamatchi. By tumah, they automatically have a common ground tumah. It's tumah. Okay. So there, we analyze. In other words, you have to have an underlying grounds for tziruf. Then you can already discuss whether it's mitzaref. There has to be common ground, underlying common ground, why the tziruf should work before we can entertain that it should work. So shiulai v'tumasai is only after we have an underlying common ground, then we could bring them together. If we don't have underlying common ground, there's nothing to talk about. We don't begin. We can't say shoot. That's why it's very simple that when the Gemara earlier said that Nevela Behemet Tamei is different than Nevela Behemet Tahira, the Gemara said according to Rav Asi, they're not Mitztarif. And we explained with the Rambam and the Brisker Rav that inherently the whole Nevela is a different kind of a thing. So there, it doesn't help you that Shiura the Tumasei Shav. Because underlying they don't have the connection. There's no underlying connection. It's like you took two different shemes. That's what Tosfos means. When Tosfos says they're only talking about shrotzim, he doesn't mean shrotzim dafka. He means things that are related. If they're inherently related, then we can analyze to be mitzvah of them together. If they're not married, if they have no relationship, we can't put them together. So when Tosfos said earlier, only shrotzim, he didn't mean we're only talking about shrotzim. He meant, like Shlotzim. Just like Shlotzim, they have an underlying connection. Then we could say, Shiurai v'tumasai shavet. Who had him? So what was my kasha? Yuma. Over there, it's very simple. It's all inuy. They're related. The Torah said that loisune. It's not a separate thing. So there also, the Gemara holds that it would be mitzvah. If not for the fact that the shir is not the same. Because there's an underlying relationship. There's an underlying connection between the two. Now, according to the Rambam, that once you take blood out of the sheretz, it's a separate pasuk. It's learned out of the vav. It's a separate pasuk, right? So there's no relationship. That's why the Rambam holds there's no siruf. There can't be tziruf. There can't be tziruf because according to the Rambam, it's not shayach bechlal that there should be a tziruf. I, the Braiser. So there are many possibilities. First of all, one way to learn, but again, the Nekuda, I think, the Nekuda Ikri, is like Rav Shach is saying that according to the Rambam, the Dam is a separate category completely. So just like Nevela Behemetoyer or Nevela Behemetoyer and Amitztaraf, because they're not the same category. So Dam HaShel Tzipzori is not Mitztaraf. That's why the Rambam said it could only be Mitztaraf if it's in the meat. If it's in the meat, what?
They have a common denominator
both in Tzimah. It's Dam Sheretz and one Tzimah. But it's not a Sheretz. It's like you want to be Mitztaraf a Sheretz with a Behemah. It wouldn't be Mitztaraf. Everybody's masking. A Sheretz and a Behemah not Mitztaraf. Why not? It's not Midin Sheretz. The reason why a Chulda and an Achpar are Mitztaraf is because they're all too Mishrotzim. Exactly why Behemet Toher and Behemet Tmei are not Mitztaraf according to Rav Asi, because they're different Shemas. Right? So according to the Rambam, Dama Sheretz is like another category. It's like you have Nevela Behemet Tmei, you have Nevela Behemet Toher, and you have something called Sheretz, and then you have something called Dama Sheretz. They're all separate categories. You could put all the Shrotzim together, they'll be Mitztaraf. You could put all the Domim together, maybe they'll be Mitztaraf. But you can't put the Dam and the Shrotzim together. And therefore the Rambam said the only way you could have a Tziruf is Bekuloi. If it's in it, then it's not being Metame wearing its Dam hat, it's being Metame wearing its Sheretz hat. And the reason why the Rishonim that are Chaylik with the Rambam, they hold the tumors learnt out of the hay, and therefore the Dam Sheretz is Kibsoroi. So it is the same thing. There's no reason to separate from a lizard. Or this lizard and that lizard, or this dam and that dam, or this dam and that muscle. It's all one category. It's a consistency difference, but otherwise it's the same. It's like a ger in a sukkah. Just like a ger in a sukkah sitting in the same mitzvah that you're doing in the sukkah. And I think that is the nekuda ha-tichoina to be mazbe the entire sukkah. And I believe that's the pshat. Now, the Rambam, I think, the way he would learn our Gemara is that when the Gemara says Haba Kuloi Haba Miktsase, what the Gemara means is like this. When it says Bein Mishem Echad, Bein Mishem Shtemes, the Gemara originally thought it meant if you take blood from here and you take meat from somewhere else. When the Gemara answers Be Kuloi Be Miktsase, the Gemara's answer is no. Dam is only Mitzaref when it's in the Sheretz. Be Kuloi doesn't mean a whole Sheretz. It means the blood is in the sheretz. It's bekulay, it's in it. It's the whole package. And miktsasay means if you have the blood out of the sheretz. Not where it's coming from. Bekulay, when you have the whole thing, the dam and the sheretz in one, it's mitzaref. Because then it's all one thing. Mashenke, when you have the dam extracted, then it's only learnt out of the pasuk of vizelochem. And that's a separate category. And that category is taka, is not matana. So that's the way I would touch up this Indian here. Go back to everything, I think so, right? Okay, we'll stop here.